This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said one of India's key diplomatic objectives is to ensure favorable energy environment for coming decades. Speaking at a media event in Mumbai yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said, after decades of hearing the virtues of globalization, the world today is grappling with the reality of industrial policies, export control and tariff wars. He said, India, as the world's fifth largest economy, must develop a broad and diverse set of energy relationships.
To ensure that we have a favorable energy environment for coming decades is understandably one of our key diplomatic objectives. Beyond fossil fuels, it extends to developing and deploying renewables on a large scale, as well as exploring the potential of small modular reactors. The world of AI and the world of EV are going to generate much higher energy demands on top of the natural needs of greater prosperity. If data is the new oil, then data centers are the new refineries, and they will need to be powered.
The External Affairs Minister said the idea of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas also applies to the country's foreign policy, adding that India is among the few that can simultaneously engage with Russia and Ukraine, Israel and Iran, the Democratic West and the Global South. The budget session of Delhi Legislative Assembly will get underway tomorrow. The session is tentatively scheduled to run till 28th of March, with provisions for extension if required. CAG report on the functioning of TTC will be tabled in the House on Monday. The budget will be presented this Tuesday. The centre has withdrawn 20% duty on onion export effective from 1st of April. The Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said this will ensure remunerative prices to farmers while maintaining affordability of onion to the consumers at a crucial juncture. As per the estimates, higher production of crops during the Rabi season, including onion, is expected to further ease the market price in the coming months. The Agricultural and Processed Food Products Export Development Authority has announced the global resurgence of the traditional Indian Goli soda, rebranded as Goli Pop Soda. Commerce and Industry Ministry said in a statement that this iconic beverage is making a remarkable comeback on the global stage, driven by its innovative reinvention and strategic international expansion. The product has already made strong inroads in global markets with successful trial shipments to the US, UK, Europe and Gulf countries. South Korea has declared a state of emergency as deadly fires continue to burn across its southeastern regions, killing at least four and causing widespread destruction. The Interior Ministry made the announcement in response to the extensive damage caused by simultaneous wildfires across the country, particularly in the provinces of North and South Gyeongsang and the southeastern city of Ulsan. The United States has lifted bounties of $10 million on three senior Taliban figures, including the Interior Minister, who also heads a powerful network blamed for bloody attacks against Afghanistan's former government. In the shooting competitions being held under Khelo India Para Games at Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi, Sagar Balasaheb Katale has clinched the gold medal in the 10-meter air rifle prone mixed SH1 category. Mona Agarwal secured silver, while Deepak Seni claimed the bronze medal in this category. In IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 106 for one wicket in seven overs against Rajasthan Royals at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to bowl first. In the second match today, Chennai Super Kings will face Mumbai Indians at M. H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian basketball team has qualified for FIBA Men's Asia Cup 2025 after registering a thrilling win over host Bahrain 81-77 in the final match at qualifiers in Manama last night. India will now travel to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia for FIBA Asia Cup to be held from 5th to 17th of August this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.